You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the health care coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
Not to be a backseat driver, but can you say for sure you got the best monthly payment possible on your auto loan? Could it be that you might have gotten a better deal by shopping the loan at a few places and have a lower car payment? Next time, before you go car shopping, visit Communication Federal Credit Union first. Our auto loan experts will find you a perfect loan and get you the lowest monthly payment we can. Communication Federal, your auto loan experts. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
A new year means it's time for a new home network that can keep up. With Cox Internet, you have the speed and coverage your family needs to stay connected. You'll enjoy Cox's fiber-based hybrid network with options for fast upload and download speeds. And if your household has lots of connected devices, panoramic Wi-Fi may be the perfect fit thanks to its additional control features. Plus, with advanced security on panoramic Wi-Fi, you'll know each connected device is securely protected 24/7. A whole world of connectivity is yours with Cox Internet. Learn more at cox.com.
Tonight in Broken News, California's drought ends as rains deluge the entire state. California blames climate change. In 2018, Joe Biden was told, after asking what he's supposed to do now, to look in the classified ads for a new job. Apparently, that's when things started going terribly wrong. Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, said on Sunday he believes Democrats would agree to cap government spending to avoid a U.S. debt default. That statement was followed by awkward silence, and then a few muted snickers, and then uproarious laughter from both Democrats and Republicans. It ain't happening, kids. Welcome to Sunday Night with Alan Ray. Let's get it started, huh?
Thank you.
Yeah, if you want to learn to run, you got to run on heavy, heavy fuel. I nipped that at the butt a little bit. I wanted to hear the whole thing. Gosh darn it. Oh, well. Welcome to Sunday Night with Alan Ray. I'm your humble host, Alan Ray. If you find yourself lurking about the internet and it's about 9:07 p.m. and you just happen to stumble on The Lost Wanderer by Jeff, who, wow, did a great job. Love that show. I'm a nerd. I'm going to admit it. I mean, sciencey stuff. I watched the boosters for the heavy rocket land again today, and it's just like, oh, my gosh. It never gets old. Never gets old. But if you find yourself wandering around the internet, you stumble on this show, get in that chat room at www.klrnradio.com/chat, where you will find mayhem and miscreants like GR, like Ordy, like Jeff, who you just heard. Yours truly, you'll find Rex in there, you'll find MD, Big Mike, and you'll find Raptor, and the ghost of Rowdy Rick, who continues to lurk, and I don't think he's really all there. I mean, I don't think he's there. That's what I meant. He's the boss. I can't really say that. Welcome to the show. Wow, what a week we have had. There has been a lot going on. Last week, I kind of rolled in, looked around, and went, well, I guess I'll grab a few things and we'll do a show. Turned out pretty good. I was happy. Yes, I know your name, Artie. I know your name. I often do. Anyways, and why does my wife know your name? That's what I want to know. I don't want to know. It seems like a lot of things have been going on. the mainstream media seems to be turning against Joe Biden. I don't trust this. I don't trust this as far as I could throw it. The mainstream media just doesn't turn on one of its own unless it's getting ready to eat one of its own in order to promote a worse one of its own into a higher position. You can almost see the writing on the wall. And in case you live under a rock, they're finding all of these classified documents in, which I still can't say this without laughing, a Biden think tank. A Biden think tank. they found some more in his garage. Biden think tank. They found some more in his garage. They're finding like these classified documents, and they're not recent ones. They're ones from 2018 and back when he was vice president. And all of the simps out there, you know, stumping for Biden. Well, it's different because Trump had him in Mar-a-Lago, and the FBI had to raid his house and take all of the former First Lady's panties and all of his travel passports and everything else and take them. Well, you know, here's the problem. Donald Trump was president when he took all that stuff to Mar-a-Lago and he declassified it. And after thorough review, they found out he didn't do anything wrong. Joe Biden was vice president when he did all this. That's got a problem. You got a problem there. You really have a problem. But the problem is there's very, very few mainstream media left-wing shills coming to his aid. ABC News. I'm just going to read a couple of these headlines for you. ABC News. Classified documents at Biden's home were tipping point for special counsel. Axios. House GOP seizes on Biden docs as new attack line. Oh, whatever. We're seizing and pouncing. Washington Post. If Mar-a-Lago case collapses, disaster dodged. But Biden might not. What is it? BBC News, 4 unanswered questions about the Biden classified documents. USA Today, Biden classified documents debacle could become political liability. I mean, when you've got USA Today and you got ABC and a couple of these others going, hey, you did something wrong. What are you, Wall Street Journal? You know, that's the usual stuff. But, I mean, wow. Even the New York Slimes, additional documents found at Biden's Wilmington home, White House says. The problem is here's the thing. Okay. With Trump, you had obvious enemies of Trump going after Trump, using the Department of Justice and the FBI as the Stasi to invade his home, to do all this stuff. And Jeff nailed it in chat. Said, who's pushing this on the Dem side? That's what I want to know. This isn't GOP coming after Biden. These are his own people. These things are getting turned in by his own lawyers, by his own staff. This doesn't smell good to me. This doesn't smell good. Mike says he saw the news in Pornhub. All right. Well, you know, you got to block those pop-up mics. I think you just need a better better pop-up blocker. That's all. but I just, I'm a lot of us just fishing around Twitter today. A lot of us are sitting there looking at this going, wait a minute. This isn't political enemies attacking Joe Biden and finding, this is his own people. Do I smell a bait and switch? Are they going to try to push that nasty, cackling hyena, Kamala Harris, on us for president? Are we going to have to endure that? Is the left going to pull a bait and switch? And you think about it, if they start right now, banging the drums, finding incriminating evidence, doing all this stuff to try to get an indictment or a vote of no confidence, 25th Amendment, whatever. If they do all this stuff and try to get him out of office, it's all going to take effect when? Just about the beginning of 2024. So what happens? Kamala Harris jumps in 2024, the beginning of 2024, the end of 2023. She's president for 11 months. Stumps and says, oh, I'm going to be president for us. So we can conceivably have a 9-year Kamala Harris presidency. God help us. We will not survive it. I guarantee you, this nation will not survive 9 years or 5 years or 1 year of Kamala Harris. She does not have any experience at all. She has no knowledge at all of how to run anything but a brothel. This would spell disaster. It would just push the United States of America over the edge. But the thing about it is, here's the deal. You don't really have to worry about that. It's going over the edge anyways. Somebody asked the question on Twitter, why would they want Kamala Harris as a president? Two words, easily controllable. She's clueless. She doesn't have an idea of what she's doing. And she would probably step in as a yet another World Economic Forum / United Nations puppet, pansy. And there you go. 4 years of it, another big debacle, and they push her in for 4 more years. In 8 years, in 9 years, there will be no United States of America. It would be one in name only. That's about it. That's something to be concerned about. That really is something to be concerned about. We should be looking at this through some very skeptical eyes. And I've posted this out there, and people were kind of, yeah, I don't know. The GOP should be fighting like crazy to keep Joe Biden right where he is. They should be fighting. If they want to declare him mentally unfit, GOP should be out there going, I don't think he is. I think he fits right in with the rest of you people. I think he represents the left perfectly. Mindless, easily controlled, fickle, can't really keep a train of thought. I think he represents the new modern Democrat Party perfectly. I think he should just stay, you know, until 2024, and then let's let the voters decide what they want to do with him. And that's a good point too, Jeff. All this is happening during Davos and the World Economic Forum. Coincidence? I think not. I don't even want to get off on the World Economic Forum right now. We'll get there, trust me. But right now, I'm just going to stay away from all of that. I'm going to say one thing about the of Davos and the meeting going on this week in Sweden. I want you to pay attention to who is there. Write their names down. Unfortunately, there are people on the right that are going to be there. A lot of people on the left that are going to be there. All going over there to bow to Klaus Schwab and his world dominance plan. That's exactly what it is. How is he any different from Hitler, except he's not gassing Jews? That's what I want to know. How is he any different from Napoleon and anybody else that wanted to control the entire planet? He's a lot slicker, I can give you that. He's a lot more intelligent because he's not firing a single shot. He's letting everybody else do it for him. He's just telling them what to do and buying them. We'll get into that. Not now. Not today. But we will definitely get into that. Because I've got a huge, huge problem with the World Economic Forum. They're a terrorist organization. Just pure and simple, that's what they are. But you need to write down the names of the people, especially people that you once respected and trusted that are over there bowing to Klaus Schwab and his gaggle of international terrorists. Good point, Jeff. He is firing shots. Pfizer and Moderna are shots, and he's firing them. Good point. But anyways, moving on. Little interesting news that I got to admit I didn't know anything about. AL_A reveals design of the world's first magnetized fusion power station. Now, what I know about magnetized fusion power would fit on the head of this ballpoint pen that I'm holding in my hand right now. It sounds like a very, very modern steam engine. And according to UK-based architecture firm AL_A, or ALA, I'll call it from now on, it's pretty efficient at making a lot of power that can create a lot of electricity. 1 millimeter, that's the head of the pen, yep. My brain on the head of this pen would be like a BB on an 8-lane highway. But anyways, UK-based art, and what is this from? This is from Arch Daily. UK-based architectural firm ALA has collaborated with Canadian energy firm General Fusion to develop the world's first magnetized target fusion facility on the UK Atomic Energy Authority campus in Culham, United Kingdom. Or Culham, United Kingdom, I'm sure that's how you say it. The energy firm wanted to transform how the world is energized by replicating the process that powers the sun and stars. ALA's design proposes a first-of-its-kind facility with open spaces and see-through partitions that provides innovative carbon-free energy solutions. The fusion demonstration plant will be a highly efficient building that captures the technological advantage of fusion to solve global energy problems. The reactor will take on a symbolic form sitting in the middle of the circular viewing platform. In addition to state-of-the-art facilities, the building will include gathering and exhibition areas for visitors of all ages. The new plant by General Fusion is a huge boost for our plans to develop a fusion industry in the UK, and I'm thrilled that Culham will be home to such a cutting-edge and potentially transformative project. Fusion energy has great potential as a source of limitless, low-carbon energy, and today's announcement is a clear vote of confidence in the region and in the UK's status as global science superpower. That's from Amanda Soloway, Science Minister for the UK government. Now, there's a little video attached to this, and I watched it because, you know, why would I not? And it is kind of interesting. I mean, you know, go for it. God bless them. If they can make this efficient, because basically what it is a steam engine that actually runs on fusion. These metal, heavy metal, I don't know what you'd call them, like a wall circulates around, and these pistons that are, you know, high compression push steam into it, and they compress to the point where actually chemical reaction happens, and that's where you get the fusion, and it superheats the metal, which superheats the steam, which creates electricity. Very clean, very economical. Okay, go for it. And it's not that big. If it'll stop the madness of inefficient giant sun panels and big fans that these idiots on the left, which is now archaic technology. It's been around for a long time. And it's just, we already know it's not efficient. It's not going to power the world. It never will. It's never meant to power the world. If these guys can get it done doing this, go for it. Yeah, I was talking to a guy the other day. I said, you know, the only way we are going to reach what the left wants with electric cars, with electric stoves, because they want to ban your gas stove. All of a sudden, just out of the blue, your gas stove's bad for you. Let me get this straight, okay? It's not bad for you. It's not. The way they test this is skewed, and we're going to get more into this. The way they do this stuff is set up. It's basically all theater. There's nothing wrong with a gas-powered stove. The only thing wrong with it is there's somebody on the left that woke up and said, look at all these gas-powered stoves. We got to get rid of those because, oh no, fossil fuels, they use that dirty G word. That's the only reason. Don't let them kid you. It's not unhealthy for you. Millions and millions and millions and millions of people have used gas stoves. To no effect. They're idiots. And they think you're idiots. That's the worst part of the whole thing. But anyway, if they can get away with it, if this is safer than nuclear, if this thing comes up and it's actually a good way to do things, fine. Go for it. Still doesn't mean I'm going to be driving an electric vehicle unless you pay me millions of dollars a year to. But no, if this is the way they want to keep the lights on, I'm good with it. As long as it's fairly decent, as long as it keeps the lights on, as long as it lowers my electric bill, I'm good with it. Otherwise, screw you and the horse you rode in on. And yes, 47% are idiots. It does make you weep. Replace gas cars. GR says, replace gas cars and stoves with electric while only using solar and wind for the grid. Right. Brilliant. Okay. I know solar. Here's the thing. I'm not anti-solar. Okay. I'm going to put that out there. However, I have solar panels. I run things on solar. I'm going to run more things on solar. I'm going to get more solar panels. But working with solar and doing just what I do, I also understand and realize what it takes in solar to actually pull off what I want to do. And to imagine that they're going to try to run entire nations on solar power is just stupid. Solar at its peak, at its very maximum peak, with the sun shining directly down on a panel, and it's working completely as efficient as it can, is only 26% efficient. That's it. Take that giant solar panel and cut 3/4 of it off, and the quarter of it that's left is what's efficient. The rest of it's just junk. Hate to break it to you, but that's the way it is. But you need that entire big, giant, stupid solar panel to get 26% efficiency. Now, I'm not going to lie. I run ham radios off of solar and battery. Very efficient, very good to do that. The battery lasts quite a long time. You got to hook to a solar panel and you can make sure the noise doesn't get to it. And the battery lasts a long time. But that's a small 13.8 volt project. It's not your house. It's not your heat. It's not cooking. It's not charging your car. Sorry, that's just the way it is. And the more you realize how much nature they're planning on destroying just to put the giant sun panels up, it's absolutely stupid. I look at it and say, okay, you want solar panels? Great. You want solar panels? Good. Take all of your cities, New York City, Chicago, LA, all of these cities. And the government just for free, at no cost to the people that own the businesses, no cost to the taxpayers, just, I don't know, just government's going to pay for it, and they're going to do it because they're going to, I don't know, bring imports in at higher prices and make foreign nations pay for it and take all them solar panels and put it on top of all the parking structures, all the high-rises, all the stores, all the Costcos. Put them on everything in the cities where it's already a problem superheating everything. No, they want to bring it out to the country. They want to tear down perfectly good farmland and put the big giant solar panel farms out there. I have a problem with that. Speaking of problems, this came across January 15th, 2023, today. Norton LifeLock says thousands of customers' accounts breached. This is from TechCrunch. Thousands of Norton LifeLock customers had their accounts compromised in recent weeks, potentially allowing criminal hackers access to customer passwords managers, the company revealed in a recent data breach notice. In a notice to customers, Gen Digital, the parent company of Norton LifeLock, said that the likely culprit was a credential stuffing attack, where previously exposed or breached credentials are used to break into accounts on different sites and services that share the same passwords, rather than a compromise of its system. Yeah, right. Okay, sure, whatever. It's why two-factor authentication, which Norton LifeLock offers, is recommended as it blocks attackers from accessing someone's account with just their password. Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, here's the thing. You're an antivirus LifeLock account or company. You literally, your whole company business plan is practically on making sure nobody loses their identity online. And you just got hacked. What does that say about your company? I have a problem with that too. NortonLifeLock, let's see. What does it say? NortonLifeLock provides identity protection and cybersecurity services. It's the latest incident involving the theft of customer passwords of late. Earlier this year, password manager giant LastPass confirmed a data breach in which intruders compromised its cloud storage and stole millions of customers' encrypted password vaults. Nice. In 2021, the company behind a popular enterprise password manager called Password State was hacked to push a tainted software update to its customers, allowing the cyber criminals to steal customers' passwords. That said, password managers are still widely recommended by security professionals for generating and storing unique passwords, so long as the appropriate precautions and protections are put in place to limit the fallout in the event of a compromise. I'm going to put it simply to you. If you have sensitive data on the interwebs, locked, unlocked, password protected, whatever, the chances of it getting hacked are pretty good. Hackers are just idiot savants that can just do this stuff amazingly. You have to pretty much count on all of that someday maybe happening. And yes, I'm secretly hoping too, GR. GR says hoping CyberChill would come back for the last pass thing. Needs to come back for this one, NortonLifeLock. I want CyberChill to come back. That's all there is to it. I love those guys. One of my favorites. But that just goes to show you. It goes to show you. Anything you put on the internet can be compromised. You have to put that in your head. How many lives are going to be devastated because people just don't get that? I mean, I've been stupid myself. I got my PayPal account hacked because I didn't do two-factor authentication. I didn't think I needed it. Well, guess what? Everything that has to do with finances now has two- and three-factor identification. Everything. I use encrypted websites anytime I pay a bill, anytime I pay for anything online. Two, three factors, anything I can to make sure that that never happens again. I'll do it. That's the way it is. You just got to put it in your head that this stuff's going to happen, people. Nothing is safe. Nothing is secure. Oh, and the other little thing you got to put in your head is your gadgets actually do listen to you. I have Avast Security, right? Avast Premium. I paid for the whole ball of wax. Every single time I get on my computer, something tries to turn my camera on, whether it's Chrome, whether it's Google, whether it's, and I don't even use Chrome that often. Something tries to turn my camera on, and Avast blocks it and lets me know that it blocked whatever it was, trying to turn my camera or trying to turn my microphone on. I got it locked down tight. They don't need any of that information. But you know darn well your phone is going to record or snap a picture every once in a while. Somebody's going to get that. You know, here's the thing. You're going to have to eventually come to the understanding that you're going to have to, at certain times, in certain situations, completely disconnect yourself from technology. This is not going to get any better. This is going to get worse. You have to understand that even though you get these people that just drive me batty, well, if you don't do anything wrong, you don't have to worry about it. You don't even have to do anything wrong. This government, the people in this government have already proven to you that you have to do absolutely nothing wrong, and they will snoop on you, figure out a way to indict you on just about anything, and drag your name through the mud and try to get you put in prison. Even though you've done nothing wrong whatsoever. And we're going to talk about that exact thing when we come back from break. Don't go anywhere. It's Sunday Night with Alan Ray. I'm Alan Ray. We'll be back in just a moment.
As a Blue Cross Medicare member, managing your medications from home is simple. With our easy-to-use prescription drug plans, you can get the medicine your doctor prescribes from your local pharmacy or even delivered by mail. For the trusted care you need and want, Blue Cross will be here with more convenient ways of getting it. Like we've been for more than 80 years. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card. To learn more, visit bcbsm.com/senior options.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good, too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Not to be a backseat driver, but can you say for sure you got the best monthly payment possible on your auto loan? Could it be that you might have gotten a better deal by shopping the loan at a few places and have a lower car payment? Next time, before you go car shopping, visit Communication Federal Credit Union first. Our auto loan experts will find you a perfect loan and get you the lowest monthly payment we can. Communication Federal, your auto loan experts. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Plenty dread.
Play some music, reggae music. Play some music, reggae music.
Welcome back. I'm Alan Ray. Plenty dread. We are chilling. We are jamming. You know, the U.S. says Pfizer, Bivalent, whatever, COVID shot, maybe linked to strokes in older adults. They're slowly rolling out a lot of the stuff that we've already been talking about. But when you point that out, you know, that, oh, the COVID shot may be bad, and you start pointing out, we've been saying that, I don't know, 2 years now, 3 years? No. This is different. No, not really. It's not. We've known that the shot has been bad. Number one, it's ineffective. I don't care what anybody says. In September of 2020, they literally went in and changed, the CDC went in and changed their definition of vaccine and vaccination. They had to, because everybody was using their own definition to say these vaccines aren't working, these are not good vaccines, they're failed. And this, when the CDC had to go in and actually change the definition to keep people from humiliating them, that throws up red flags to me. That throws up all kinds of red flags. So it's no surprise that if you do a little digging, and I just want to just say this to recall what happened in the last 3 years, okay? We're going on the third year of COVID panic. Started in the, you know, early 2020. About this time in 2020, things were starting to get a little squirrely. I remember you had the pompous idiot, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, down in Chinatown going, "Now Donald Trump is a bigot and a racist, and he's telling the Chinese people they can't come here. And here, like, come on down to Chinatown. Come down to Chinatown and just and French kiss all these beautiful, wonderful people. Just kiss them on the mouth." Spreading COVID as she was talking. And she's just right down there in the middle of all of it. Absolutely phenomenally stupid. And here we are in 2023, and they're still trying to push the COVID panic. Why? Because it's an industry now. It's a very profitable industry. Pfizer and Moderna are making billions on it. People who sell PPE are making billions on it. Yeah, they want masks to come back. You got lobbyists right now with cattle prods poking their puppet senators and representatives, congressmen. You got to bring mask mandates back. You got to bring masks back. We're losing our butts over here. No, they're going to drag this COVID panic out for as long as they're making money on it. I guarantee you, if you cut all of the money out from underneath these companies who sell shots, who sell treatments, COVID will go away tomorrow. It'll go away tomorrow. It already is a nothing burger. You get COVID right now. Everybody I know who gets COVID now has it for like a day, but yet they got to lock down for 5 days because, you know, it's COVID. Yeah, these are the same idiots that run around saying, well, you should not attach a stigma to mental health. Mental health can happen to anybody. And here they've attached one of the biggest stigmas to a virus who it's milked itself down to basically a hangover for a day. And then you're tired for a few days and you get on with life. And now they're even coming out and saying, oh, by the way, ivermectin might be good for the fatigue that you're going to experience for the next 5 days. So what we're going to do is start giving it to you like right away. We're not going to tell you it's actually good for the COVID because, well, we've already come out and said that it's not good for COVID. All of this stuff, I say, because I want you to know there's nothing new under the sun. All right? Let me take you back, a long way back. In fact, this goes back to the 60s and early 70s, to a doctor, Stan Brzezinski. Now, this doctor was born in communist Poland. He was got his doctorate's degree, and he was experimenting, and found out that patients with certain tumors, with certain kinds of cancers, were lacking something that normal patients usually have in abundance. And he got to looking into it, figuring some things out, moved to the United States of America, moved to Texas. And he researched this and started experimenting on people who basically were at the end of the rope, had no hope, and started becoming very successful. Now, I'm not going to either recommend or not recommend Dr. Brzezinski's gene-targeted cancer medicine. It's called anti-neoplastins. It sounds to me like he was somewhat successful, and therein lies the problem. For several years, 14 years, he was persecuted, absolutely beaten down by not just the Attorney General of the state of Texas, but the FDA. And in 1983, the FDA seized 200,000 documents, all of his medical records. It's kind of hard to practice medicine if you've got all your medical records seized. This is not the days of everything was on computer. This is before that. But no indictment. Now, they were looking into it, and a judge was asking about it, and they literally threatened the judge. If you don't let us carry out what we're going to do, we're going to find ways around you to make this person go away. What followed? What's been following Dr. Brzezinski is several years of state level and federal level persecution. 1985, a grand jury tried to indict him. They could find no reason to. Prosecutors wanted to indict him, and the judges looked at the case and went, there's nothing here. Three more times after that, a total of four times, the FDA tried to not just make him stop his practice, but prosecute the man himself and lock him up. Now, what got me, I watched the video, I read all kinds of stories on this guy. What got me the most was that every single time, once that questions were asked, interviews were done, the prosecutors themselves were even putting on record that this wasn't about the cure, it was about the person. They couldn't find a problem or anything harmful with the cure. Now, they, back after 1983, when they threatened that judge, the things that they threatened Dr. Brzezinski with in the letter were, one, personal prosecution, put him in prison, get rid of him. Two, a smear campaign. Basically, they're going to use everything at their disposal to make sure that this guy looked horrible in front of the people so he would just go bankrupt. And three, they're going to try and make regulations to make sure what he was doing was not going to work. 1986, they seized another batch of papers, yet no indictment was possible. Now, here's the thing. Dr. Richard Kraut, involved with the FDA, one of the leaders of the FDA, had this to say back even before they started trying to get Dr. Brzezinski out of the picture. I quote, "I will never approve a new drug to an individual, but only to a large pharmaceutical firm with unlimited finances," unquote. Now, why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Doesn't that sound a lot like, hey, you know what? You got to grease my palms if you want me to approve of anything. I mean, here's the thing. A lot of people have come forward. Every one of these grand juries, every one of these federal investigations were met by protesters, hundreds of protesters that said, hey, this guy cured me. This guy cured my child. Without the help of this guy, we would probably be dead. My child would be dead. All of these people, and now a lot of them have lived good, prosperous lives. The funny part about it is you, on mainstream media, on Google, on all of the mainstream same outlets that vilified things like hydroxychloroquine, that vilified things like ivermectin, that could have probably helped a lot of people with COVID. These same media outlets, search engines and everything, to this day, still vilify Dr. Brzezinski's methods of dealing with tumors and some cancers and try to paint him as an absolute total fraud. Now, is he? I don't know. I can't answer that. But it's awful suspicious that what they did, what the federal, the FDA, and what the state of Texas, and what a lot of other bureaucracies did to Dr. Brzezinski, sounds a lot like what they did with the doctors during COVID that stood up and said, hey, you know, we've been treating people with ivermectin, and they've been responding. We've been treating people with hydroxychloroquine. Now, remember, Henry Ford Health System, one of the premier health systems in the world, right in Detroit, one of the hot spots of COVID. When the FDA came out and said, you can't use hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc because, well, we tested it and it doesn't do any good. And they found out they only tested hydroxychloroquine just by itself on patients that were about ready to die and it made no difference. Of course it didn't make any difference. That's what you found out. See, they don't want you to remember that. They didn't use the cocktail that these doctors were using with great success. And if you remember right, all the doctors at Henry Ford Healthcare System went, what are they talking about? We're clearing floors of COVID patients with this treatment. They're going home to their families. Well, you look at this case of Dr. Stan Brzezinski, and you find so many similarities. You find the incestual orgy between big pharmaceutical companies and the CDC. Without going into 2 hours of ranting and raving, and I probably should just, there's a two-hour video out there you need to watch. I posted it on my Twitter timeline. It goes over the whole mess. I mean, it's just one thing right after another. But some of the things that I gleaned out of this that you could just draw correlations to is big money pharmaceutical companies, when they tell you they don't want something done a certain way, these pay-per-play politicians and bureaucracies are going to jump on that wagon and ignore facts and data. And you're exactly right, Jeff. It's not history repeating itself if you block the history from being told. And that's why I'm telling this. I want you to wake up. This has been going on for decade after decade after decade. This isn't anything new. This isn't anything they just came up with during COVID. They've been doing this for years. Watch Brzezinski the movie. Now, is the guy a fraud? I don't know. I don't know him. I just stumbled across this. I've heard a little bit about it back in the 80s and the 90s. Anti-neoplastins. But one of the couple of things that you find out about is, number one, I mean, they were going out of their way to get rid of the guy. Strangely enough, to not get rid of his practice. You find out later that a big pharmaceutical company hired one of his students, one of the people who are working for him, got all of his secrets and were trying to patent all of them out from under him, wanting him to go away. So the big pharmaceutical company, you know, you think about it. And this is what everything, you know, what it boils down to. If Brzezinski was able to patent anti-neoplastins and they were approved for public use, it would have allowed a single scientist to hold an exclusive license to manufacture and sell this medicine on open market before it became generic, leaving Big Pharma absent in profiting from the most effective gene-targeted cancer treatment the world has ever seen. Big Pharma would have lost billions. Number two, a cure for cancer. You think about it. Think about the radiation chemotherapy industry. Think about the cancer cure industry. If you throw a disruptor like somebody who's actually successful at curing cancer, not just nuking your body and brains to the point where it just doesn't do anything right anymore, and oh, by the way, we killed the cancer too for now, but it's probably going to come back. If you find an actual cure for cancer, how many billions of dollars are going to be lost in the cancer industry? You don't think that makes a difference? You think lobbyists who work for Pfizer and Moderna and other places, you think they care about you? No, they care about their bottom line. Same thing with this Brzezinski guy. Big pharmaceutical companies. And if you watch the movie, it's jaw-dropping to find out what they did. I mean, if they would have convicted Dr. Brzezinski, they had him being investigated on, what, 41 counts of fraud? And they all got dropped eventually. If he would have been convicted, he would have faced a maximum of 290 years in prison with $18.5 million in fines. And they would have went for maximum sentence because they wanted him out of the picture. You find out later, one of the big pharmaceutical companies, the head of that pharmaceutical company who went to be one of the higher-ups in the FDA eventually, was trying to sneak through the back door and take this cure away from Brzezinski. GR in chat says a lot of the left made themselves known for being against big pharma and selling cancer treatments, but then turned around for the COVID shot. Exactly. Precisely. And, you know, here's the thing about this. This isn't one or the other side of the political spectrum. Both sides, GOP, Democrats, they have sold us out to these giant corporations. Why? Because they pay them to. Where do you think millions and millions of dollars for campaign financing comes from? If they meet with you and lock you in a room, say, listen, buddy, we're going to give you $5 million in different campaign financial places to push your name. We're going to put your butt in lights. You're going to be famous. We're going to do it for you. But I'm telling you what, in return, you're going to make sure that this virus in Wuhan that we've been working with, perfecting, if this somehow gets unleashed, we got the cure for it right here in a shot. And you'd better let us do what we want, or you're not going to serve a second term. And you know what? Mike in chat says it's all about the money. That's part of it. I'm starting to think it's more about power than money. You can't have one without the other for the most part. Power backed by money. I think maybe that's more of the cure. I think that's the biggest problem. Because I told you, like I said before, if you take away all of the money, if you took all the money out of Dr. Brzezinski's cure, he'd probably just be left alone. Now, here's the thing. It's still going on today. Dr. Brzezinski is still being persecuted by this government. One man having a cure for cancer could disrupt the entire system, the entire billions of dollars. Think of all the research, the facilities being funded by the government, all of these millions and billions and trillions of dollars that we have dumped into cancer research. All of a sudden, well, we found a cancer or found a cure for cancer. It's all going away. Have a nice day. Everybody go home. That isn't going to happen. Just like somebody standing up and going, oh, look, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc, that pretty much ends COVID. Ivermectin's a great prophylaxis. You take a little bit of it every week, and the chances of getting COVID and transmitting it are almost zero. But crap, we just dumped billions of dollars into this shot. What are we supposed to do? Well, eat it. I don't know, but you don't need it. Oh, that's not going to happen. Do you think it's going to happen? No. This is the problem we have right now, here in January 15th, 2023. We have condemned ourselves. We've trapped ourselves into this vicious cycle of government funding a problem to the point where people are making millions and billions and trillions of dollars and don't want that problem to ever end, because if it does, think about Wall Street. Think about Wall Street. If tomorrow they came out and said, well, Al here found out that if you take a shot of bourbon, chase it with orange juice, and I don't know, snort quercetin, it cures cancer and it never comes back. And he just patented it and he only wants to make a penny on every sale. He's not really interested in being that rich. All of a sudden, overnight, the entire cancer industry collapses. Think about what would happen to Wall Street. It would tank for weeks. You need to look at more than just the subject. You need to look at everything affected by the subject. You know, the one thing, this was coming out in college when I got my head out of my butt, went back to college, got my degree. This was all just coming out. They were talking about shareholders versus stakeholders, okay? And that eventually morphed into the whole woke thing, and it's just disgusting. But one thing they had right, you can't look at just something like Brzezinski. You can't look at that and say, well, the FDA says he's a fraud. The FDA is not looking at it that way. The federal government's not looking at it that way. What they're looking at is, if this guy actually cured cancer, the stakeholders, not the shareholders, in Brzezinski's corporation, but the stakeholders around him. Now, stakeholders are the people who are affected by what the shareholders do. There is so much at stake for the people around him, it could cause financial collapse to too many people, too big to fail. So we cannot let this little Polish guy with a pretty decent cure do this by himself. What we have to do is imprison him, take all of his stuff, rename it, refinance it, run it through a bigger system. That way, big pharma, who's backed by big government, backed by billions of dollars from little taxpayers, can still make a lot of money on it and slowly roll it out to the point where it doesn't hurt. Take everything that I just told you about Dr. Brzezinski, whether you believe he's a quack or whether you believe he's legitimate, think about everything that the government has done for him, against him since the early 80s, late 70s. Apply that to what you know has been going on with COVID. And like I said, eventually the guy who was most adamant about trying to take Brzezinski's product, rename it, basically infringe on his patents, call it something different, and got away with the blessings of the bureaucracies, did all that, and eventually does what? Goes on to be like the second or third highest in command of the FDA. How about that? Doesn't that sound like the incestuous relationship between the government and the FDA we've had during COVID? Well, of course they're going to cover each other's butts. It's all one and the same. My point here is you got to think about these things. You can't just look at the item. You have to look at what's at stake with these items. Why we've painted ourselves into a corner with this whole COVID thing. Name me another virus. China flu, Asian flu, any of that stuff. Name me the bird flu, any of it. Name me one that has dragged on for 3 years where people are still panicking. They're trying to stoke this panic to a point. Every other commercial you hear on TV, oh, go get the shot. COVID. I want them to start, you know, the truth in advertising. I want the emergency authorization to be lifted on this. And I want that first COVID commercial to have to apply to the rest of the medical commercials. Take a COVID shot. Side effects include, and then they go through the whole, 1,248 side effects. They have to spend the next 5 minutes going through side effects. And you know how they do that speed up? Side effects include, blah, 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 blah. You can barely understand what they're saying. And would go on for like 5 minutes and people would be going, what? I want them to have to do that to the shot. It's not going to happen because it's all backed by big money. You and I are the losers in the game. This is a game that we have not been invited to play. They're using our money to play it, but we're not invited to play. That being said, we're going to close this bad boy down tonight. Thank you so much for joining me on Sunday night. So glad you guys in the chat are here to amuse and entertain me as I get through this show and try to make me laugh. That's the big thing that goes on in chat. Keep it locked on KLRNradio.com all week for the best of entertainment. You're just not going to have to go anywhere else. And I, Lord willing, will be back next week. What is next week? I still got 2 weeks before Stacy and I are back. Next week, I'll be back with yet another episode of Sunday Night with Alan Ray. Until then, peace out. God bless. We'll talk again soon. If you wanna run cool, yes, if you